claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
November 9th, 1989. History is made. The Berlin Wall falls. Years pass. Decades end. A new century is born. In 2021, one wall remains at Revolution Radio. The wall between Studio A, the Wisdom Circle, and Studio B, the Raw Deal. The wall falls. History is made. Wisdom Circle plus Raw Deal equals the event. James Fetzer. David Scorpio. Giuseppe Baffangolo. History is made. And now, the event.
Well, it's a great pleasure today to have an extraordinary man as our guest, a dear friend of both of us, whom we both admire, describes Henry Mackow as a child prodigy who never ceased being a prodigy. He had an internationally syndicated newspaper column before he was 10. His doctorate in English literature was just a step on the path of his life, utterly overshadowed by his subsequent work. His knowledge of the secret undercurrents of the economic and political world is perhaps unmatched by anyone alive today. He was the first major figure to point out the satanic underpinnings of the network of conspiratorial banking and political phenomena. Although Henry is Jewish, he never hesitates to point out the fact that Talmudic and Kabbalistic elements have corrupted the spiritual Torah traditions that have persuaded Christians and Muslims to regard the Ten Commandments and other milestones of the Jewish faith as fitting foundations for their own religions. In this regard, he shares a perspective of many Torah-true Jews and indeed follows in the tradition of Jesus himself, who denounced the so-called traditions of men that they use to supplant the words of God. Although Henry Mackow would be the very first to reject the comparison, it's hard to avoid comparing him with the prophets of the Old Testament like them. He has been utterly fearless in his expression of fidelity to God and his opposition to Satan in all of his manifestations. As an indication of his role as a prodigy, back in 2017, Henry appeared on What's My Line as a guest columnist with a panel including Dorothy Kilgallen, Tony Randall, Bennett Cerf, and Arlene Francis, where they were challenged to discover that he wrote an advice column for parents, one of which remarkably was entitled "Sex and Money Will Never Really Make Us Happy." What an astonishing guy. Giuseppe.
Now we've got a jockey.
Henry.
Macko, is that right?
Right.
Henry, nice to see you. Mr. Mackow, where are you from?
Ottawa, Canada.
Ottawa, Canada. How nice it is to have somebody from our neighbors come down and see us. May I present our panel, Mr. Mackow?
Yes, you do, Mr. Mackow.
And will you join me over here, please, Henry? Are you familiar with our scorekeeping system?
Yes.
In that event, we'll let the audience in the theater and the audience at home know exactly what your line is.
All right. Panel. Mr. Mackow is salaried, deals in a service.
Well, my My line for my earliest career is that I peaked too early. And what was the other, peaked too early, what was the other line? Oh, I forget. Anyway, what was the question? My earliest recollections?
No, of the appearance with Dorothy Allen and Tony Bennett and so forth.
Yeah, yeah. I remember getting their autographs, but apart from that, I don't remember much. You know, I was 11. That would be like 60 years ago.
Yeah, that was remarkable that you were. How did that occur? How did they? Did they like some talent coordinator discovered you were writing that column and invited you? How did that all happen?
Let me shut my window, my curtains, because I can see there's a big white.
Look away from the light, Henry. Look away from the light.
Henry began with one paper in Canada, and by the time he had appeared on What's My Line, it was in 35 different newspapers, and he wasn't even 12 years old.
Wow.
Well, amazing. Anyway, yeah, that went on for 3 years. You know, I sort of see my life in terms of three acts. The Ask Henry was act one, Scruples was act two, and now henrymacko.com, which has not been nearly as materially successful, is act three.
Henry, how did you write a column entitled Sex and Money Will Never Really Make Us Happy when you were still prepubescent? I mean, that's pretty remarkable.
yeah, it looks like I was proffering advice from a very young age. Again, I don't have any recollection of that, and certainly I didn't follow my own advice for a great part of my life. yeah, but now I'm, you know, it's funny, it's, you know, they say youth is wasted on the young. I feel like I've just kind of reaching maturity, you know, in my late 60s and 70s, my early 70s. Isn't that really a testament to the arrested development of someone who takes his cues from the mass media and education, which is what I did. I'm a classic case of arrested development, perhaps one of the worst.
Henry, one of your recent columns, actually June 24, 2021, Slaughter of the Lambs is a truth movement, controlled opposition. We all know, of course, Lenin observed that the best way to control the opposition is to lead it. As a founder of Scholars for 9/11 Truth back in December of 2005, I've long since concluded that architects and engineers on the one hand and Judy Wood and her Do group on the other are both limited hangouts that are intended to provide a part of the story, but not the most significant. Neither will discuss who is responsible and why, which means that their discussion of technical issues becomes minutia in the mind of the public since they do not have a context within which to embed it. Moreover, while advocating nanothermite by architects and engineers and directed energy weapons by Judy Wood and her Do group, they're actually misleading because it turns out that, as even the U.S. Geological Survey established based on dust studies of 35 locations in lower Manhattan, elements were present, including barium, strontium, lithium, lanthanum, tritium, some of which only occur in radioactive form that would have not been there had it not been a nuclear event. Very sophisticated. I think you're spot on, however, because architects and engineers have sucked up most of the money from Americans who know no better, can't tell the difference between real science and fake science, where nanothermite cannot possibly have been responsible for blowing apart those buildings. It turns out that in order to destroy concrete or steel, you must have a detonation velocity equal to or greater than the speed of sound in those materials. Well, the speed of sound in concrete is 3,200 meters per second, in steel, 6,100 meters per second. But the highest detonation velocity ever attributed to nanothermite is only 895 meters per second. You can't get there from there. So I think you're absolutely spot on, Henry, that the truth movement is a form of controlled opposition.
Well, let's expand this. Would that, for example, and I believe that definitely includes Donald Trump. I mean, he's like number one on the list, right?
Well, I might take exception to that, Henry, but we're keen to have your views here today. And while I believe Trump is a flawed individual and committed mistakes, and I condemn his enthusiastic support for Israel in multiple manifestations, I believe he did good work for the economy. It led to 40% of Black likely voters declaring an Erasmus in poll in December 2019 they were going to vote for Donald Trump. Because by locking down the border, their wages were rising at the highest rate. And by calling out the fake news, Henry.
Jim, I'm not saying he didn't do great things, did a lot of great things. Otherwise, he'd have no credibility and he wouldn't be effective as fake opposition. But when it came down to the crunch, he didn't ensure that the election was not rigged. I mean, that's number one. And then two, he surrounded himself with traitors. Bill Barr and even his appointees to the Supreme Court. In other words, he was tagged to take a fall and allow the communists to rig the election, because communists and Zionists, and he's a Zionist, work hand in hand. They're both Freemasons. They're the right and left wing of the Freemason Party, which is, as you know, an instrument of the central bankers. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Scorpio, join the conversation.
Yes, Henry, good to talk to you again, sir. I guess my question would be maybe a two-part question. How did you become aware of this satanic conspiracy? What was your wake-up call? And secondly, who do you think sits on the top of the pyramid? Do you believe it to be the central bankers, or is there a covert force above that?
Well, answer the second parts. I think there might be Sanhedrin or some kind of demonic spiritual religious body that might be up at the top. But for all intents and purposes, I think if we start with the central banks, which are run but would be run by the directed by the Sanhedrin, that's far enough. Basically, the Rothschilds and Soros and the whole central banking cartel is as far as I go, and as far as I've found that I've needed to go. But the implications are extremely serious, because it means that we are controlled by money, and money is controlled by our worst enemy, and that's why we're in the predicament we're in today.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was your sort of wake-up call into seeing this satanic conspiracy and realizing, the vast scope of it? How did you progress,
It started in 2000 when, roughly year 2000, I was teaching at the University of Winnipeg part-time, and I couldn't understand why the promotion of feminism and homosexuality was going on. And I actually went to see someone at the Business Council of Manitoba, which would be like the round table for my province, and told them, like, don't you care that they're promoting homosexuality and that they're suppressing and they're criticizing and trying to destroy capitalism? Like, don't you care? Aren't you guys businessmen? And he didn't care. Oh, he denied that it was happening. So obviously, I realized there was something very, very fishy going on. The promotion of homosexuality and lesbianism, I mean, it's insanity. I mean, and I wouldn't mind talking about feminism later, but that was my clue. And so my website began as savethemales.ca. And it began as a critique of feminism, but I soon realized that feminism was just a symptom of a much larger conspiracy. which I eventually identified as satanic. And satanic is, Satanism is the religion of death. It's the worship of death and destruction. And that's why we've had so much death and destruction in the last couple of hundred years. And unfortunately, you know, I'm an ethnic Jew, but unfortunately, Kabbalist Judaism, which defines Judaism, is satanic. And, you know, I hate to say that. I was never a religious Jew anyway. I've always been an assimilated Jew, which means I identify with the goyim, you know, identify with the human race. I want the human race, I identify with God. And I want the human race to fulfill its divine purpose. And unfortunately, thanks to these Jewish bankers and the Sanhedrin, whoever's behind them, we're going in the opposite direction. Like, we are basically, we're basically down for the count. We're basically circling the drain. We're in big, big trouble.
Henry, I think you'll find a lot of support here for that point of view. Giuseppe, your thoughts?
Well, Henry, wonderful to have you on the show again. Thank you for taking the time. I'm an enormous admirer of your career. And my question is, I absolutely concur that this malignancy that rules this world and has done so for millennia is, you know, based on when the human race kind of emerged from the antediluvian floods. There were different compelling civilizations, the Babylonians, the Sumerians, the Scythians, and others. And not everybody worshipped a god that any of us could admire. Some of them did worship this absolute evil, which is commonly known as Satanism today. And just because a couple thousand years ago, the amazing Christianity, Jesus the Christ arose, and there was an unconditional love that was promulgated as the proper path for religious enlightenment, it doesn't mean that these individuals stopped worshiping their malignant dark god, which has always been the case. And as this is the case, and it seems they're taking orders from some other type of dimension or realm, and they roll these extremely long cons, these extremely long initiatives. And there's a stunning amount of similarities between a century ago with the Spanish flu scamdemic, the mask enslavement, the attack of worldwide communism. And do you see the similarities going on today? And if so, why do you think they're rolling it out a century later again?
Well, you know, I don't think they ever stop. I mean, the world wars were both psyops too, you know? So you had all these people marching off to war, just like they're marching off to get vaccinated. Right. I mean, it's all brainwashing.
Yeah.
World War I, World War II were all engineered by the central bankers. Hitler was an agent, in my opinion. I've written a number of articles to support that view. And the Cold War was a total charade. Vietnam was, you know, Korea, all these wars were contrived and controlled. So they've been basically pulling off and then 9/11, of course, and the assassination JFK. They've been pulling off these things, these psyops for centuries. It's their modus operandi. They're pulling this one off now. People say it's because the financial system's coming apart, and that may very well be. And they're definitely, seems like they're blowing it up. It seems like they're creating so many US dollars in order to eventually torpedo it, but it seems to, the US dollar doesn't seem to want to go down, because a dollar is really mostly a psychological concept. A value. There's no such thing as a dollar. When money changes hands, and you know, it's just digits that change. The whole thing is, it's all digits in our minds. anyway, the whole there's so much debt. They seem to want to destroy the system and recreate it with a one global currency. And I think that's the direction we're headed. But it's good. It's slow. You know, all these developments take place so slowly that we hardly recognize that they're happening.
Scorpio, your thoughts?
Well, Henry, you know, you're just absolutely spot on. I have tremendous respect for what you're saying. And it does seem as though the financial system is coming apart. Here we have Groper Joe, you know, spending $1 trillion, multiple $1 trillion at a time. This is unprecedented. And, you know, we're reaching a point very rapidly where just trying to pay the interest on the debt is going to exceed all incoming revenue for the federal government. Yet they've got their foot on the gas pedal, spending as much as possible. It seems like they're just deliberately trying to destroy the old system in every way so they can bring about this new, whatever you want to call it, global reset or this new world order system. The Great Reset is just a rebranding of the new world order, essentially, I believe.
Well, absolutely. I don't think we realize that how much they hate us, how much they hate the United States. I mean, I think Soros and Netanyahu said it. They hate the United States because it's been a bit of an obstacle to their complete world control. But you know, they put in a president who was a homosexual and his wife was a transsexual. And now they put in a senile pedophile who is a proven criminal and traitor. I mean, and we all take this, Americans take that in stride, you know? And then of course they pull off this ridiculous COVID scam where they can't even be bothered to spread a real disease, because apparently we're stupid enough to just accept the common cold as a horrible virus. But you know, like, are people too stupid to realize that a death rate of 0.5% or less is not a pandemic? I mean, and no cause to wreck the economy, wreck lives, unless you realize that first of all, they've been pulling off these psyops for so long, and they can totally control the media and education, that they figure, well, we don't need to kill you with the virus. We're going to kill you with the vaccine. And so so that seems to be what might be ahead for us. And it all makes sense if you understand that they're Satanists, and Satanists believe in something called creative destruction, which is basically destroy everything, destroy everyone, and then we'll be able to rebuild the world according to our perversions and our material interests. That seems to be the bigger agenda. And just look for Kabbalist creative destruction on my website for evidence of that. But that's actually what they believe in, creative destruction. Then it all makes sense. They're deliberately destroying society. I mean, it's obvious.
It is. It's very odd. And on every front, too, and using homosexuality and transsexual and the whole agenda is just to pervert every decent aspect of society and transform it into a satanic inversion, essentially. And Henry, I was wondering, you know, as an ethnic Jew and, you know, what kind of backlash have you received for daring to point out the Jewish aspect of this conspiracy? Have you personally had a lot of fallout from people calling you a self-hating Jew or something, whatever the term is they want to call you?
I've been largely ignored. And, you know, except for being kicked off of PayPal, otherwise, the Canadian Jewish Congress tried to take me to their tribunal about 15 years ago, but then the laws were changed, so that they gave up on that. So I've had I've had relatively little pushback, and I think the reason is my parents were real Holocaust survivors. They spent the war years in Nazi Germany or Nazi occupied Europe, in the case of my mother, basically passing as Christians. But I mean, they're genuine Holocaust survivors. Their parents were murdered. I don't think organized Jewry wants to draw attention to me because I've got probably a lot of credibility. And I'm really speaking for all those Jews who are gonna suffer if there's a backlash. The Jewish dupes, the ordinary Jews, my family. Ordinary Jews are being put in jeopardy. But I mean, do I need to explain? I mean, yeah. Ordinary Jews are in jeopardy. I'm speaking for them, so I'm hardly an anti-Semite.
Right. That's just a blanket term that gets thrown around to control the parameters of the conversation. It's not, I don't believe in hating anyone. It's just a matter of pointing out who the players are in this game and being honest about it. And yes, you know, there is a huge difference between the average Jew that owns the corner deli or whatever, and these people that we're talking about that sit atop the pyramid. There's completely different types of people. And really, what it looks like to me is they're just going to go after everybody with this vaccine. They're vaccinating everybody, trying to kill as many people as possible, regardless of your race or whatever, you know.
There's a new report, by the way, out of a school of engineering in Spain entitled Graphene Oxide Detection in Aqueous Suspension, showing that the Pfizer shot was found to contain 6 nanograms of RNA and 747 nanograms of graphene oxide, which is 99.103% of the medication. That this is a form of toxicity that will bring about physical destruction, oxidative stress, DNA damage, inflammatory response, autophagy, necrosis, a host of other issues. This is a poison. And I mean, the American people are falling for it, including some I care about very, very much, where we seem to be en route to fulfilling the prediction coming from Deagle.com that the U.S. population is going to drop from 330 million in 2000 to 65 million in 2025. In less than 5 years, we're going to lose 265 million Americans. Henry, these reports are disturbing in the extreme, and it appears this is an example where they're announcing in advance what they're going to do to, in their mind, shift responsibility to the public, because they've told us it's going to happen. And if we do nothing about it, we deserve what we get.
Well, that seems to be the strategy. But can you imagine if that actually comes to pass? Can you imagine the anger, you know, when you've got 300 million guns or more out there? Can you imagine what's going to happen? And can you imagine what's going to happen to Jews? If anything, I'm trying to sound a warning. Let's hope this doesn't happen, because my relatives are also vaccinated. But if it does, they're going to want to blame someone.
Mm-hmm. Giuseppe, your thoughts?
Well, I'm of two minds when it comes to the vaccination. One is, it's certainly malevolent, but I also am, you wouldn't know this, Henry, my midlife career change was, I went back to college and became a doctor of oriental medicine with a master's of science in oriental medicine and a bachelor's of science in eastern and western nutrition combined. And I've had a small holistic practice of acupuncture, Chinese herbology, and nutrition, nutraceuticals for 15 years. And one thing I've seen is the human body is remarkably resilient and adaptive. And so I sometimes wonder if they're killing a fraction of the people to continue with the fear entrainment, And then the real agenda is to get this new type of nanotechnology into people that at first will be very subtle and cause them to become more docile and more obedient, and then eventually can be increased to be some form of subliminal mind control. I wonder if that's not their real plan, because if they murder as many as the Deagle estimates, they're not going to be able to hide behind anything. And if they take the scenario that I'm describing, they get to hide behind, oh my God, it's the Epsilon variant, it's the Zeta variant. You know, they can continue this ridiculous scam. And so what are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I think you're right. They tend to move gradually, and this is a whole control mechanism. They're not likely to, drop by having tens of millions of people die off. So I think your scenario makes more sense. It's about nanotechnology and some kind of mind control, hooking us up to 5G. I mean, this is just speculation, but it's an explanation for what they're up to. Unfortunately, we're probably only going to find out when it's too late.
Yeah.
Henry, there's so many weird things being promoted by this administration, this critical race theory exacerbating racial tensions, trying to be discriminatory in government benefits contrary to the Constitution, and a mass of laws that preclude discrimination not only against Blacks, but against whites, then leaving the homeless on the street, releasing criminals into the street, defunding the police. All of this seems to me to be calculated to bring about a state of anarchy where they might truly reimagine the United States, bring in UN troops, federalize the police force, all kinds of very bad things. What's your assessment here? And then I have further questions about all the transgender business, which is such rubbish. I can hardly believe it's happening or anyone's taking it seriously. Your thoughts?
Well, this all falls under the rubric of destroying society. You know what? I'd like to ask you a question, Jim. What about Asha Logo? I'm really grateful to you for introducing me to Asha Logo.
It's Logos with an S.
Logos. Yeah.
I followed him for years. He's a remarkable populist revisionist historian. He is really amazing in his investigation of the real history of mankind. He is really, really something special. Go ahead.
You know, Henry, I wonder if that could have been inadvertent, because Asha Logos hasn't stood prominent in my mind or consciousness. So I'm rather fascinated by what you have found there with this figure and his report.
Well, I found him on your website. I think it was your website.
Yeah, Jim, you posted the latest Asha Logos video, which is a call for new cultural creators.
I included in that article about is the opposition control. This guy, I've only listened to that video. I'm going to have to sit down and listen to the others, but this guy is brilliant. And one of the things he says is that we shouldn't try to fight this. We should let society disintegrate. It's too far gone, too corrupt.
And what we should. What's your take on that, Henry? I mean, that sounds pretty bizarre, not to resist when there's a major effort to destroy America. I find that difficult.
His second part of his recommendation is to try to create alternatives and alternative cultures. He thinks our energy should go in a constructive direction. And he calls us resistance. He calls that a game of whack-a-mole. You know, because, and so what's my take on it? Well, I think if they're coming after our lives and our wives and children, I think we have to resist, eh? We can't just lie down or we can't hide. I agree with you, Jim. And I admire your leadership in terms of resistance. nonetheless, he made a interesting point, you know, where he said that our focusing on all the sickness that's coming our way, which is what I do in my gap feed, is spiritually toxic. And instead, we should just, shine the light instead of fight the darkness. What do you guys think about that?
Scorpio.
I think it's spot on pretty much. I think our society has reached a point of no return. And I think we're going to have to build a new society out of the ashes of this one. If things continue on their current trajectory, we're looking at abject slavery for pretty much the entire human race, except for you'll have a elite ruling class. And we're also going to face massive depopulation. I think the way, you know, going back to the vaccine thing, just briefly, I believe that the best, if you look at it from the point of view of the conspirators, you can't have too many people die off at once. It's too obvious. So it's got to happen slowly. So I believe there's going to be a slow kill element in this, where people become sick from a variety of maladies over the next 5 to 10 to 20 years. And it's all explainable under conventional medical terms. Oh, you had a heart attack. Sorry about that. Oh, you got cancer. Too bad. It's nothing to do with the vaccine. I think that's how they're going to play this out.
Giuseppe.
I think that Henry is spot on. And I'm a tremendous admirer of Asha Logos's work. I've followed his stuff for years. And I think that it's vital to focus on the positive. And the United States, as it's been, is done. I mean, if you look at the level of mind control of the newest generations, they are absolute entrained, obedient little dolts. You know, they're allowing their divine gifts of, you know, a man is a man, a woman is a woman. You should be in harmony with nature. They're like being guided into, play more games and put on that headset and enter the virtual reality and the whole lunacy of the Kurzweil singularity nonsense. And I think that the only sane solution for the people who are holding their families together and understand that everything is destroyed. I mean, to me, it's laughable, this Patriot movement. I mean, there's people, frauds like the Patriot Streetwalker, who are getting all kinds of play in the mainstream media when he's just a controlled lemming. And the only threat which could be a movement would be a nationalist populist movement. And instead, they're letting Donald Trump be their false messiah. It's ridiculous. So I think that the only way is to focus on the micro, not the macro, and figure out ways to eat as much clean food that you can grow, or barter with people who are growing, you know, and eliminate interaction with corporate pharmaceuticals as much as possible, eliminate interaction with corporate big agra and its deadly glyphosate poisoning as much as possible. Do not allow the state to educate your children. And there has to be little clusters of individuals who can ride this genocide out. And it's a genocide of decency more so than piling up dead bodies. It's what's coming with the people who are buying into this is such an insidious level of enslavement, where they're mainlining Panem et Circenses between these fools' toes, and they don't even understand that they're losing all contact with their own soul that way. So I'm just, you know, it's happening. Like you said, it's going to happen, and we have to focus on the little islands that of humanity that will make it, and hopefully somehow that like the seeds spread in a field, they grow.
Henry, just for a point of clarification, surely you do not believe we'd be better off had instead Hillary Clinton prevailed in the election of 2016?
Well, of course not. And I, you know, I was a cautious supporter of Trump while pointing out from the beginning that he's a Jew, he's a Kabbalist, and he's obviously false. He's also, he's obviously false opposition, but having pointing that out, you know, I did rejoice when he beat Clinton and, you know, and did support the things he did to maintain American identity and independence and so on. But you know, the real issue is, I mean, is there an alternative? I mean, for, you know, I don't think there's going to be violent resistance until there's a mass die-off. I think only a mass die-off will scare and anger people enough to actually respond violently. So we're not going to see that until that happens. Otherwise, the only way to save America, to save the United States and save the world indirectly would be for a military coup. And they seem to be afraid of that. There doesn't seem to be much sign that that's going to happen. But that's the only thing that would save America would be a military coup, some general, some smarter, wiser George Patton or Douglas MacArthur. And that's the only thing that will save America, military coup. And I don't see that happening. So those are our options, save yourself and shine the light option and just or wait for the oligarchs to be discredited by the mass die-off. That seems but to even be then, the end.
But even then, Henry, when they're discredited and we have such pessimistic projections as by a world-famous virologist that everyone who received the jab will be dead within 5 years, what are the people going to be able to do about it? You know, I'm terribly concerned. The American military appears to be full of wimps. We have a Secretary of Defense who's promoting transgenderism, wants to go after domestic extremists in the military, means anyone in uniform who voted for Donald Trump or whoever embraced a belief in the U.S. Constitution. I mean, the situation is absurd beyond belief. What can be done?
Well, there's no question that more and more people are waking up and more and more people are alarmed, more and more people realizing that this pandemic probably will not go away, the so-called pandemic. And hopefully there'll be enough people with enough smarts and enough rifles will rise up and start to resist.
Well, I certainly believe the American people are not going to give up their weapons. I think the Democrats shot themselves in both feet with their defund the police agenda, which are now trying to palm off on Republicans who didn't support a Biden proposal that would have increased funding, as though the Republicans were responsible for the Democrats' abuse of position in promoting the riots, the looting, the arson. All summer we saw it. Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle. Nancy Pelosi was taking them on. Kamala Harris, Mad Maxine. I mean, it was beyond belief that the Democrats were promoting this lawlessness, but it now appears to me to be a part of their overall agenda to turn society into a state of anarchy where foreign forces can intervene to seize control of the United States. That seems to me to be in broad outline what's taking place here today.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Jim. In fact, there's a meme floating around, by Henry Kissinger, talks about UN troops in the streets of America. So that scenario you just outlined is quite possible. You know, ultimately, it seems to me that there's really no hope. I mean, even this pandemic were to go away, they'd come up with something else. I mean, they've got their Agenda 2030 all mapped out. There's no hope as long as the banking system is controlled by Satanists, you know. I mean, they're going to use it to basically buy everyone off and turn them into Satanists and destroy society. The only way to save us would be for the banking system to be reconstituted, for Freemasonry to be banned. I mean, you know, we are far gone. We've gone down the wrong road for too long. And people, you know, people have been trying to sound the alarm for 30, 40 years or 50 years. But no one listens because we're all brainwashed to think that it's politically incorrect to finger Jewish bankers. You know, we've just gone down the wrong path. I have a feeling we're just going to have to face the music.
You know, when political correctness first came on the scene, it was clear to me this was the obfuscate serious discussion, critical thinking, logical analysis on some alleged ground we're going to hurt somebody's feelings. But freedom of speech has nothing to do with people's feelings. You're supposed to be able to say anything you want with very, very narrow constraints. And it's been used as a cudgel to defeat the First Amendment. I mean, if it means anything to be an American, it's the right to criticize your government freely and without fear of consequences. That's all changed today. And shaming, social media, isolation, all kinds of consequences now attend where the big tech, the social media are acting in collusion with the Democrats to promote a very narrow extremist left-wing ideology. To me, it's something I never expected to see in my lifetime.
You know, but we can flip that and kind of see it in a positive light. Because of this COVID scam, basically the true political reality has been exposed. We suddenly realized that all the politicians, all the professionals, the doctors, the lawyers, the judges, they're all Freemasons. They've all been bought. Our whole system is a sham. We have no real freedom. The only people who have any human rights are the people they want to give human rights to in order to take away the human rights of the vast majority. So in a way, it's the positive way. The positive thing is it's exposed the political reality to anyone who's got half a brain. And then the other positive thing is this is what Satanists do. They test us, and we're being tested. If this wasn't happening, we'd never be tested, and we just continue to be revelers on a ship of fools. So maybe, you know, there's a kind of divine justice happening here where we're being tested. We're being forced to man up, and maybe that's better than the alternative.
Scorpio, I know you've got a lot to say. Join in.
Well, Henry, you know, I kind of agree with you. And I think, you know, there's always the law of unintended consequences at play here. And what may end up happening is that I think more and more people are going to lose complete faith in this system as its corruption is further revealed and the maleficent nature of the people that run this system is revealed. You know, it's like they've decided to kill as many people as possible, and they're hardly even trying to hide it anymore. So, as you mentioned earlier, more and more people really are waking up. And I think there's going to be a result of people losing faith in the current system and certainly not wanting to create a new system where the same people are running it, only it's worse. So maybe that's the reason why the controllers are on such an accelerated time level to get things done as quickly as possible. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think you're right. you know, I have nothing to add. You're absolutely right. I mean, people can only take this bullshit for so long. there's a relaxation of the lockdowns in order to give people the illusion that that this is actually dependent on some imaginary virus. when in fact it's just an inducement to get people to vaccinate, to poison themselves.
Right.
That's what that's what this relaxation of lockdowns is all about. It's a ruse. And you know, and once 80% of the population has poisoned itself or more, you know, we'll see what the consequences are. But yeah. I don't think they're going to be, I doubt if they're going to be pleasant.
No, I agree. Things are going to get wild and crazy here pretty soon. There's no way around it. And when they make their big move to unplug the system, I believe they're going to have to essentially declare some type of martial law. They're not going to call it that, but I think that's going to be their only move.
You know, I can see a day when the internet will go down for I don't know how long. I can see the whole banking system going down. I can see us not having access to our so-called money. I can see anarchy. Yeah. Especially in the the target countries, which is the Western Europe, the United States, and Australia, Canada, and Australia. I'm in Mexico. I'm not returning. I'm not returning to Canada. They have no respect for human rights in Canada.
Canada has just turned into a giant concentration camp, Henry. I've just been dumbfounded by what's been going on in Canada. You have ministers dragged out of their churches for conducting services. You have gun confiscation. You have forced vaccination. I'm just stunned by developments at what has previously been our great friend north of our border. I have often in the past thought Canada was a more humane version of the United States. No longer. That has been proven to be a very false belief that has been refuted by the most recent developments.
Well, I imagine you've been aware of the story, the story that Justin Trudeau is Fidel Castro's son.
Yeah,
I'm 100% convinced he is. And so, as you know, essentially, you know, when you've got Freemasons running everything, you virtually have communists running everything. Castro's a communist. Justin Trudeau's a communist. Communism is a satanic cult. And it basically, you know, controls and exploits its members. And all of us are becoming its members by making us all sick and killing us. And taking our money, and that's what's happening. I mean, when you look at it, you know, in the Communist Manifesto, one of the platforms of Communist Manifesto is that every country should have a central bank run by the Rothschilds. Well, what that means is that essentially every country. The communists in every country will basically draw on the credit of every country in order to enrich themselves until the country falls apart, has no more credit. And that's what's happening now. That's what communists do. They basically rip off everyone else. That's what Kabbalist Jews do. They rip off everyone else and destroy everyone else. Why do they do this because Christ is essentially enfranchised the human race. Everyone was equal under God. God loves everyone equally. And the Kabbalist Jewish view is that no, God only loves us and everyone else was created to serve us. And that's what we're seeing unfold. But it's so preposterous and evil that people cannot comprehend this, especially when you've got the mass media, which they run, creating this illusion of normality, and that somehow they're going to vote out the Democrats and so on. So people can't see what's really the big picture. What's really unfolding is basically a new dark age.
I think that's right, Giuseppe. We're coming up on the break. Would you like to ask Henry a few additional questions in the meanwhile, and then we'll continue after?
Well,
I'd like to conclude after 5 minutes. Is that okay? I think I've said everything I have to say.
Oh, sure.
Oh, Henry, would you? I have a lot more questions for you.
Sure. I want to tell you, Jim, that I have huge respect for you. And how's that stupid lawsuit going with the Sandy Hook people?
Well, it's before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Henry. And if they have any integrity, I would expect a favorable ruling. I understand they're between a rock and a hard place. There are those suggesting FEMA's putting tremendous pressure on them to deny my appeal, but the evidence is so overwhelming where I wasn't even allowed to present a defense that even though the death certificate about which this case revolves stated on its face that the individual in question had died in a public school in Sandy Hook, Connecticut of multiple gunshot wounds on 14 December, 2012, the judge ruled that my massive evidence that nobody died at Sandy Hook was inadmissible. He wouldn't allow me to present a defense. It was about as blatant and outrageous a case. So I think the court, and this is an unusual state Supreme Court because it has 7 members, 6 of whom are women. It's the debate between obvious abuse of justice to send back my case for a trial because it wasn't ripe for a summary judgment, which was imposed upon me, even though the crucial fact of the matter, the authenticity of the death certificate, was in dispute, and therefore summary judgment was inapplicable, but running the risk thereby of exposing the sham of the FEMA drills, the Obama-Biden Holder administration in initiating this whole series of false flags, Henry. They're in a dilemma. I'm hoping they'll come down on the side of truth and justice, of which I've experienced.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. And we'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us, fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide
if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
What's this? I'm Jim Fetzer from the Rothiel, Giuseppe Vaffangulo, and David Scorpio from the Golden Triangle with our special guest today, Henry Macau, who is really quite a fascinating guy who's led the life of a prodigy. Henry, I wanted to pursue questions about the transgenderism, feminism. I think this is absurd, not recognizing the difference between men and women, girls and boys. There's a brilliant parody produced recently about a motorcyclist who identified as a bicyclist, and in spite of having lost 65 motorcycle races, he now began winning one bicycle race after another. This is just as bad as it gets, and I'm reminded of the adage that those who can convince us of absurdities can induce us to commit atrocities. I'm very troubled by all this, and let me add to Henry. You're not a guy to which the public has much access, so I want to put out an invitation to callers who may have questions for you, if that's agreeable with you, my friend, because we're just delighted to have you here.
Sure. No, I appreciate it, Jim. I don't get a lot of attention, so I'm always glad to hear from my colleagues. So, yeah, I'd be happy to answer any questions, but I mean, feminism is how I first woke up to this problem. I mean, men are basically brainwashed to put women on a pedestal so that they're unapproachable. When in fact, women need, the whole essence of the male-female relationship is that men provide leadership to women, and women actually seek that from men. Men actually want to possess a woman, and make her want to be possessed by him. That's the heterosexual dynamic. And by telling women that men are oppressing them, and families oppressive, and that they should be independent, strong and independent. Strong and independent is not what men want. They want a woman who can, they want a woman who's strong and independent enough to be a part of their team. But they don't want a woman who pursuing some kind of dream. Women were designed to serve husbands and children. and to be cherished and loved for doing that. And so this has been a deliberate poison in the heterosexual well, throwing a monkey wrench in the heterosexual dynamic. It's the reason I don't have a normal family. I mean, I've been married virtually four times. I have one son by my first marriage. That's not a normal family because I was brainwashed, didn't know how to relate to women.
Henry, let me ask, is it also the case of promotion of, you know, gay pride, you know, transsexualism, lesbianism? It seems to me this is further effort to undermine the status of society, but also, of course, contribute to reducing the population, because obviously two members of the same sex cannot reproduce. Barack and Michelle Obama being a perfect example, those children are not their own, they were borrowed. And in fact, those who have tracked down their parents find the older girl looks just like her father, the younger, just like her mother. I mean, these kinds of shams being perpetrated on the American people are, in my opinion, disgraceful, disgusting, repulsive. I don't like it, and I speak out against it.
Well, you're my hero, Jim. We're basically, and you too, Giuseppe, we're all on the same page. We're basically prophets in the wilderness. But you know, my God is truth, and my religion is being a witness to truth. I only care about the truth. And so this gives my life meaning.
By the way, we're running ahead here, where your calls are welcome here to 540-352-4452. 350-540-352-4452 to speak with Henry Macko. This is really a fascinating opportunity that you're not likely to have again. He's an elusive fellow, but one who has a very distinctive status in the minds of many who have been paying attention. Giuseppe, your thoughts?
My thoughts are everything Henry's observing is sadly dead on. And I mean, another thing based on what I had mentioned in hour one, you know, we're seeing the rot of the Weimar Republic of Germany being done to the United States now. And it's a bizarre thing, Henry, that instead of a government that should be serving, if you imagine, you know, a three-dimensional bell curve of decent people, regardless of race, creed, color, who want to have the opportunity to make a living wage, to have some level of security and safety in their lives. And that's instead this corrupt government controlled by these Satanists are serving the flotsam and jetsam, the lunatic fringe, the transsexuals, the homosexuals, the bizarre, you know, everyone who can let their freak flag fly is now, that they're more important than the mass of people who deserve the attention of the government. You know, in my opinion, these freaks deserve to exist safely, and they can do whatever they want in their basement, in their bedroom, in their clubs. But to have it on public television, to have it over the airwaves, it's just such an insane entrainment. And it's actually embarrassing to look at these so-called social justice warriors and these parents who are allowing their children to lecture them on critical race theory and are allowing, like, this young black dude who's a guy and he's racing against women, and now he wanted to go to the Olympics, and thank God at least that was blocked, because he's not a woman, he's a guy, and he's racing against women. It's just absolute madness. And yet this is this because, oh, we have our feels. Oh, you know, I really care about people who murder and rape and perform violent armed robberies. I mean, they're just victims. I don't think they are. I think they're dangerous predators. And we really need to somehow get people in government who understand and prioritize the decent middle versus the lunatic fringe. Your thoughts on that statement?
Well, you started off by describing a world in which, you know, people have a fair opportunity to fulfill themselves and to meet reasonable material needs. I mean, that's the world we grew up in. That's, or we thought we grew up in, but it was a world that did offer us a great deal of freedom and opportunity, if not enough, if not the right information. But that's the Christian dispensation. That's reality under Christianity, and we're all equal under God. God is love. We are our mission, personally and collectively, is to fulfill our divine potential. And but now we're swinging to the satanic dispensation, where we're all going to be enslaved and dispossessed. And in order to serve the these maniacs who control the central banks, control the banking system. I don't think the government's serving the freaks. I think actually the freaks are serving the government, because the government is trying to promote this freakishness as a way of destroying society, right? So that's why these freaks are being you can just see
modeled and touted and promoted. I mean, it's outrageous, Henry, what's going on here. You think that this was a major segment of society of gay pride? It's just outrageous. And even our own military is being gutted. And if, in fact, they go forward with a mandatory vaccinations for the entire military, if it's indeed true that everyone who has a vax is going to be dead within 5 years, that will decimate America's military forces. I mean, it will be catastrophic. And yet that appears to be the plan. That appears to be the Biden-Harris and deep state agenda that's overwhelming the United States.
Absolutely. And I can just imagine getting into trouble for calling them freaks. So I want to retract that and refer to them as deviants. I hope I can get away with that.
Henry, I don't think anyone's going to dispute either term. We do have a couple of callers standing by. From the Revolution Radio chat room, we have Murr. Murr, join the conversation with Henry Macko.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Jim, Giuseppe, Scorpio, wherever you are. And hi, Henry. For a long time, I've wanted to tell you kind of what happened there with rents. I'm a nobody, and I was a novice on the interwebs, and I would go around, and the only chat room I would use was what I call now Godish. They call themselves Godlike, but that's an op. So anyway, I would go around and look at different sites and see what was good, and this particular day, I looked at rents, and he had his thing there, most plagiarized site on the web, and there was your wonderful article with Jim Stone's Fukushima report. This was in May, I guess, of 2011. So I trotted right over to Godish and posted it, right? And if you remember, all hell broke loose shortly after. So that shows you the connection of the Jewish control, the Jewish domination, let's say. They don't control. They want you to think they control, but they dominate. And so, of course, that was taken down within 2 hours, so you must have just had it up there. And Henry posted at Rents for 12 years. They were friends. So I'm sorry, Jeff deserved being exposed. Yes, he has a nice voice. Yes, he has good guests. But he still has always said, I'm the only one that said anything about Fukushima. And it's a lie. They had Israeli security there. And they're the ones that brought in this thing called a camera. But it was a device, a nuclear device. And they put it in Building 3 that wasn't even operating. And besides that, they had Stuxnet, and they had the digital gauges, where if they had still had the analog gauges, it would have given the game up. So they had all these things planned, because just a few months before, they had agreed to enrich uranium for Iran. It's amazing. See how everything is connected and always has been.
Well, that's
interesting. I just want to relay that story in particular.
All I did was post Jim Stone's article on my website. I didn't try to post it on Rentz's website. He didn't post it on his website, but he used that as a pretext to sever our relationship, which was, you know, it was 12 years.
It was on his site. It was on his site. That's where I picked it up. From you with Jim's article. And he was like real proud of it. It was right at the top of the list. But he hadn't really read into it or hadn't been warned by his handlers. Okay, now in November 4th of 2011, all of a sudden here comes these guys out here with no warning that wanted to take a GPS rating. And what I had been doing there on Goddish afterward, too, the only ones I was really listening to was Alex Jones at the time, XLAX6, right? So, you know, I thought it was pretty good, and I started putting on this one thread. In fact, he hadn't started it, but he had David Icke, and he's the one that really started with it, revealing Zionism, where he had they dare not call it what it is, Zionism or something like that. So anyway, there's this long-running thread there. And almost every day I would put something on there, and that was what I put on there that day. But then I also started, like I was directly contacting Alex Jones, because he started saying things on his show the very next day from things I had posted. So this again shows you how they're connected. Like I said, why don't you have Russell Means, and then Russell Means passed away soon after, or John Trudell on, and the very next day he was saying he couldn't get them, and he eventually got John Trudell, too, and they were both cancered out. I'm sorry, that's what you call it. So, anyway, I thought that was very interesting, but they came and got this GPS.
I mean, you're really,
pardon me?
You depend on people like you to track down these facts. Rentz,
we had some fun. We had some fun, you and I, on Michael Herzog's before, too.
really? We were we spoke on his show. Yeah, Rentz is an interesting character. I've got a link on my site over on the left, Jeff Rentz expose, about five articles that I put up after after our break, which are mostly dependent on information I got from his girlfriend. Quite an interesting story. Her name was Melinda, and she was actually a physics prof at some university in the Williams and Mary, some university in the East. But she had a PhD from Caltech, and she actually was 3 months away from tenure when she fell in love with Jeff, and went and then
fell in love with his voice.
And went to live with him, and soon discovered that he was a control maniac, control freak, and also.
Well, she was one of. She was one of eight or nine, right?
Hang on, Murr. Let Henry finish. Go ahead, Henry.
Sorry.
Well, he has a history of exploiting women, and that, you know, that he makes something like $300,000 a year from his site, and still asks for donations. I mean, he's a very talented guy. He must be about 76 by now, and he's a talented guy, but he's it's hard to place him, but it's probably a good thing that he broke with me. He recently broke with Brother Nathaniel, you know. I mean, I can't. And then of course David Icke broke with me because of my fallout with Rentz, you know, which, you know, I didn't do anything, but Icke broke with me anyway, and so I'm persona non grata with Rentz, Icke, and Alex Jones, which is probably a pretty good indication of something.
That is very bothersome. I'm troubled by that, including by Brother Nathaniel. Yeah, Murr, I'm not going to cut you off. Go ahead. You have another comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just want to say, Brother Nathaniel, the reason he was cut off, somebody in a chat room said that he emailed him, said, why haven't you been on? And he pointed him to a video. You know, how he would always play his, he'd just play the audio, of course, on Rentz, but it was a video of transgender surgeries. It's pretty graphic and awful, but it's real. It should be a good deterrent. You know, so that's supposedly why he won't have him on again.
I mean, well,
I'll find that title.
Where is the sense of a common cause? Why should Ike, Rents, why should Alex Jones, we should all be working together. I mean, my philosophy is I will work with anyone on the basis of what we have in common. And I mean, there should be a sense of solidarity and a common movement. You know, I want to raise this story about Jeff Murray. He was a truther, a patriot, was shot dead by Greensboro, South Carolina police about 6 weeks ago. It hasn't, you know, if he had been black, this would have been all over the front page. He was white, a patriot, no mention anywhere except on my website. I mean, what is the solidarity? You know, we need to get behind, we need to unite, get behind our heroes.
And so, Mer, I want you.
The money.
I want
the
you.
Currency.
Mer, but I want to bring in another caller. But Mer, you're welcome to hang in there and I'll come back to you. Bruce from Texas. Bruce, you're on with Henry Macko.
Yes, how am I coming through? Let me know or else I'll switch to a different audio. Pretty clear?
Yes.
Okay. What an honor to speak with Mr. Macko and everybody else. And yeah, I like to pivot the conversation. These interpersonal stuffs are important, but they can divide us even further. To his point about homosexuality and the destruction of civilization and the taking down of this country, I think there's no better example, and I'm glad, Jim, that you brought up 9/11 early on, is the gelatin demolition team that poses art students in the weeks and months prior to 9/11. They would put on graphic live art performances for the ultra rich there in the upper Manhattan social cliques, where they would actually perform nude, and they called it fecal art. and they were obviously Mossad or some other intelligence agency operatives. And there's a video that you can still find on YouTube, and it's called Whatever Happened to Gelatin. And it's it's an introduction to a documentary on the group. And they can be seen up in the World Trade Center playing around. You know, when they made that window ledge out of the same floor, I believe that was exploded on 9/11. And this is like a festering infection in our country. And so it's no coincidence, I think, that it's being pushed as a battering ram to break down civilization. What are y'all's thoughts?
Well, there's no doubt about 9/11 having been basically an Israeli op. You're right. There were some 200 Mossad agents brought into the country as art students, and a lot of them were in the Twin Towers as the gelatin group. There were boxes of Hughes holders in abundance there. I believe they were used to position explosive to create the cookie-cutter-like cutouts on the facades of the North and the South Tower, allegedly caused by planes, but no real planes could have entered the buildings. So I think they were responsible for creating that form of deception. If you inspect, you see there's no sign of any plane, any parts in those cutouts that they appear to have been designed to deceive, and where the actual projection of the images appears to have been, surprise, surprise, a sophisticated form of holograms, where I've explained this in many places, but where the brilliant work was by Richard Hall of the UK in his Flight 175 3D radar study. I've elaborated this most recently on America Media Periscope.net with Scott Bennett, who has a program there now on Wednesdays and Fridays. And we did a series of three on 9/11 in just the last couple of weeks. You can also find them on my blog at BitChute channel Jim Fetzer, where the Israeli role here is indisputable for anyone who's objective at looking at the evidence, where 9/11 was designed to create a pseudo justification for American military force to enter the Middle East and take out the modern Arab states. that served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region and eventually to confront the Persian nation of Iran. It didn't play out that way because of the intervention of Iranian and Russian forces at the request of the democratically elected president of Syria. But as far as the big picture is concerned, Bruce, yes, I think there's no doubt about it. And many Israelis were arrested by the New York cops, who were actually very spot on. There was a plan to blow up the Lincoln Tunnel, the Holland Tunnel, the Brooklyn Bridge. They were going to isolate Manhattan completely. It would have been far more devastating, but for the excellence of the NYPD, which de Blasio and Cuomo are doing their best to decimate and destruct. I mean, this whole business of getting rid of the police is utter insanity. Giuseppe, before we hit the break, would you like to add a few comments and thoughts?
Yes, I'd like to ask Henry to elaborate on the roaring silence of the gentleman who was murdered in South Carolina. I remember briefly seeing that, but I didn't investigate it. So, Henry, what stands out of that incident in your mind?
Well, Jeff Murray was basically a name in my inbox. He would send links to me on a regular basis. And many of them were very good, and I posted them on Twitter until I was banned, and then posted them on Gab. And eventually I got an email from his sister telling me he had been murdered by the police in South Carolina, Greenville. And he'd been accused of killing a cyclist in a park. You can just search my webpage, my homepage, top left corner, Jeff Murray. Anyway, he'd been accused of murdering a cyclist in the park, and then the police somehow found him and murdered him. But there's basically no camera, body cam that shows that he pulled a gun on them, which is what they claimed. His sister said he didn't have a gun. Yeah, he was just a good, a loyal patriot who his sister says has been, and he said actually in an email that he has been gang stalked by Freemasons all his life. And I have another contact in Greenville, South Carolina, who actually wrote a six-part series, My Struggle Against Freemasons, on my site. And apparently, Greenville, South Carolina is a Masonic hub. So in any case, he was murdered in cold blood by police, and it barely registered in the mass media. It didn't even register in the alt media. It's like no one cares. I don't know what to say apart from that.
Bruce, did you have a further question for Henry that you'd like to address?
No, I'll yield the balance of my time. I yield the balance of my time. I appreciate the taking the call. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bruce. We have finessed the break for the sake of having more time with Henry. Scaredy Cat is standing by. Scaredy, give us your thoughts.
Hi, Jim and Henry. Also, hello to Giuseppe, Scorpio, and hi to Mer and Bruce from Texas. Hello, everybody. So, Henry, and anybody else, Henry, you mentioned central bankers have done harm. To me, that's a vague term, and it adds to the hypnotism that we all are suffering under foggy minds, and good people are trying to see clearly what's happening. So could you mention a couple of living bankers, not in the past, such as Rothschild in the 1700s, a couple of actual names who you know have the worst policies in their banks, which countries or cities in which they live? And also comment on interest. Most human societies through the ages recognize that lending money and expecting interest in return impoverishes eventually, maybe not the first month or first year, but decade after decade, grinds a society into dust where almost everybody ends up living and working as hard as they can, but all the money is going into the filthy rich bankers' pockets, and society is not able to gather up enough money to pay for good projects. Such as, for example, I would like Jim's paper to be the paper of record, yet he can't even gather up enough money to hire an apprentice. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the Rothschilds are still very present, and Jacob Rothschild is very much alive, and so is his son. And then there's George Soros, who's his lieutenant. And but virtually, you know, virtually every bank, your bank, my bank, they're all basically Rothschild franchisees. They're sort of like McDonald's franchisees. They've just bought the franchise. They're basically front men for the Rothschilds. So basically the whole banking system is run by these Satanist bankers, whether they're all cognizant of the fact is not clear, but you can see that the fact that all the banks are promoting homosexuality, like, where does that come from? Why would the banks be promoting homosexuality? And it's because they basically take their orders from the Rothschilds. And then all the corporations are promoting homosexuality. And why is that? Because they take their orders from the banks. And this whole scamdemic makes it clear that, you know, virtually everyone in position of authority, everyone who's promoting this hoax, is taking their orders from the banks and through the banks from the Rothschilds. And so our whole, I compare the banking system with the blood supply in a human being, and it's basically toxic. That's why we're in this position. And what's needed is, the issue isn't interest, the issue is the production of credit and currency should be made by sovereign governments who represent the interests of their people. It can be, currency and credit can be created debt-free. We don't need to borrow anything. And most of what's supposedly borrowed is created out of thin air. And the whole object is to of the bankers is to find pretexts to create money for wars and basically bankrupt every country, because all that money flows in, supposed money flows into their pockets, and eventually the whole system collapses, which is their end game anyway. So the only way we could save ourselves would be to regain control over the creation of the means of the medium of exchange, which is currency and credit. If we could do that, the human race would be saved. As is, the human race is doomed. I hate to be a doomster, but we are doomed.
It has been said that compound interest is the greatest evil ever designed by the hand of man. So, you know, I think the Rothschild banking empire has made a tremendous difference in a negative way for the history of planet Earth, which you're suggesting may not long endure. Scarity, do you have a further question you'd like to put to Henry?
Sure. Thank you, Jim. So the family Rothschild that you mentioned, Henry, a family has a couple of hundred people. I still would like some direction from you as to pick out a couple of actual Rothschild with actual names. Give us the names, which countries they live in, among the two, 300, however many, in their castles, who are sitting in actual positions of power over the societies.
Research that yourself, not your research.
And also,
fingertips.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry.
Scaredy, we're good. Stand by, Scaredy. We've got another caller from Connecticut. Caller, please just give us your first name and join the conversation.
Hi, everybody. This is Christine from Revolution Radio, and I have a question to anyone who wants to answer it. I want to know your thoughts on if you think Trump is going to help us in great ways, or if you think he is just pandering to the conservatives and the things that he says he wants to do. He's suing social media for taking away our freedom of speech, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think that he has any chance of coming up against the deep state, or do you think it's just a show? Thank you.
Are you talking about Ron DeSantis?
No, I don't care for him. I'm talking about Donald Trump, who came out today and said he's suing social media.
Henry's not a big fan of Trump. I'm more so. Okay. Henry, your thoughts, your further thoughts about Trump.
Well, remember when before the election of Trump, when Trump was still on The Apprentice, remember he had a big feud with Rosie O'Donnell?
Sure.
It's a charade. The whole thing's a charade. I mean, that's the way Freemasons work. They're the right.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, you control the opposition that way. I mean, Trump, he was president, and he couldn't ensure that there would be a legitimate election. And he was president, appointed traitors to be vice president, Secretary of Justice, Supreme Court justices. He couldn't depend on any of them. Well, because they're all Freemasons, and they're all following the same agenda. There's an article on my site, if you can just search it. It's Donald Trump and the Masonic Jewish tag team. I mean, it's the communists on the left, the Zionists on the right. They control everything that way. They're not legit.
Giuseppe, I know you have a lot of thoughts. Go for it.
Well, first thought to reply to Scaredy Cat, another name to pay attention to, and I'd like to get Henry's thoughts on this fellow, is Larry Fink and this parasitic entity known as BlackRock. I mean, they own at least 5% of every major corporation now, and they're dictating all this policy to support the deviants, as is the word of choice now. And I mean, this guy came out of nowhere, essentially. What's your thoughts on Larry Fink, Henry?
Well, you know, obviously BlackRock is their instrument. I read there's a book out about banks' control of corporations. It came out about 50 years ago, but the author made the point that you only need to own 3-5% of a company's stock in order to control a company. And what you just described, BlackRock owning 5%, that's why every frigging company is promoting diversity, and every company is giving diversity training and critical race training to their employees. I mean, it's absurd. You know, companies that are in the business of producing, I don't know, marshmallows, what do they care about these political issues? But now every single company is taking a political stand and acting like they don't want customers who don't share their political view. It's absurd, but it reflects what's happening, which is essentially the communist view that you toe the line or you're going to be excluded. And that's what we're facing. We're facing an extent of marginalization. You see it in the vaccination passport, where they're going to try to make life as miserable as possible to anybody who doesn't accept the communist narrative. It's communism. And it's kind of interesting the way Russia and the United States have changed places. Just like we're now, Russia is more of a beacon of freedom. almost any country in the world has more freedom of speech and a freer press than the United States, which used to be the champion of the free world. But these bankers, they're very dexterous, and they managed to flip the United States and Russia. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's absurd. Absolutely.
Our caller from Connecticut may have another question. Please continue.
Well, I'll just be blunt, if everyone here is okay with that. I have my own show on Mondays here, and I'm blunt. So I'd like to know, I'm seeing people that I know who've gotten the jab, and they're sick, they're dying. One man I knew dropped dead at age 40 in the bathroom, at, like 2 weeks after he got the shot. I saw somebody in CVS up the street from me, about 30 years old, on the floor having seizures, like minutes after he had gotten the shot. What I'd like to know is, what the heck are we going to do if this continues to happen on such a stellar level? I don't want to use the word stellar, but a huge level. How are we going to stop it? People just have got mind control and they think everything's okay. But after a while, anybody in their right mind is going to be able to see it and make the connection. Do you guys see any change coming with that, or do you see it as just going into full fascism?
Well, this is such a telling question. I just received message. Henry Ford Health System mandates all 33,000 employees get jabbed. I mean, that's horrible. You're asking these employees to do themselves bodily harm, potentially even bring about their own deaths, or they're going to lose their employment. This is as bad as it gets. Henry, your thoughts?
Well, I think thousands of people and millions of people are either going to clue into what's really happening or they're not, and I think that will happen when hundreds of thousands or millions of people start dropping dead, especially members of their own family, and I think at that point there may or may not be violent resistance. That's where I see this going. I don't see any other option right now.
Well, when you have an administration that's promoting this fake pandemic and encouraging everyone to get a vaccination that's going to do them serious harm, it's an outrageous situation. Totally un-American, undemocratic, violation of the Nuremberg Code, which requires anyone subjected to experimental procedure must be fully informed and obtain their consent, which entails informing them of all the risks, all the potential harms, as well as the benefits, and the alternative methods, which include HCQ and ivermectin, which the public is being not allowed to learn about. Henry, it's just just disgusting beyond words.
Yeah, there's no point, appealing to human rights, because they decide who has human rights and who doesn't. And obviously the only people who have human rights are the people that obey their dictates. That's the whole point of Satanism, is to reverse good and evil and to actually create a kind of insanity. That's what Satanism is. It's the religion of death and destruction. I have an article on my site called Satanism Explained, and it's essentially just to undo the natural and moral order. And the whole reason is, that they want to rule. They want to control, they want to own everything, they want to control everything. I have another article on my site called What is Communism? In which a Illuminati defector says the only thing they don't have is absolute control. And that's what they want. He wrote that, he revealed that in 1937. That's what this is all about.
I think you got it right, Giuseppe. I think you would echo that sentiment.
Oh, without a doubt. And the bizarre nature of the quaxination industry, it's not science. It's a bizarre type of arrogant, hubristic religion where you believe, much the way Satanists think, that they can create more than the divine. No one, needs an injection of any kind. There's never been a vaccine that's safe, never been a vaccine that's effective, never been one that is equal to proper nutrition, proper sanitation. And, you know, if someone's sick, you quarantine them. You don't quarantine the healthy. If someone's at risk, you quarantine them. You don't quarantine the healthy. I mean, that's all it would take. But the Satanists do not want that. And the level of insanity, like Jim just described, you know, you have to at some point stop being a slave. And if your employer says you have to take this deadly injection or you don't have a job, well, then quit your job and show some testicles and find another job. So in the short term, you may struggle, but at least you'll be alive to have a future. Anyone who takes this injection, if they survive it, they're still under the sway of this bizarre transhuman nanotech experiment. So it is just absurd to me that anyone would take this injection.
It's a hell of a situation we're in. Murr, if you're still there, Murr, you're welcome to ask Henry another question.
Well, I just wanted to add, to just show back up about how this is Satanism, you know, goes beyond our lifespans and many, many generations, that I guess it was a Greek god or even before the Greek gods. Clitoris was a male god, and Sinip was a female god, where we get penis, okay? So that just shows how long they've been working on this project. And sometimes I'd like to talk to Scaredy Cat a little bit when we're on here about the Vedic caste system and how it's been perverted by usury. Well, that's sort of it in a nutshell. But thank you so much, Henry, for coming on. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Murr. Yes, yes, yes. And Scaredy is still here. Scaredy, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim. So I appreciate the point about Satan winning and the world is starting to be more dominated by Satanism. However, I myself don't like to speak that way because I believe all people, and this is a basic Muslim philosophy, and I think Christians might think people in two categories, but at least I know myself, Muslim philosophy is to treat all human beings as a single family. And when we talk about, oh, Satan did this, then it removes the blame from actual people who are engaging in monstrous wickedness. And for example, the Denver Zoo, I think yesterday, just announced that the large mammals, especially carnivores, are also going to be getting the lethal injection. This is a company called Zoetis, Z as in Zephyr, O-E-T as in terrific, I-S as in sunny, Zoetis. And I think this chemical poison manufactured in factories by, it seems, Henry, mainly by Jews, the big money, Pfizer is owned. I think I call them CEOs, chief cruelty officers, or cruelty enjoyment officers, CEO or chief executive officer, is Albert Bourla, a Jew. And I think the other corporations, Moderna, et cetera, also have a high Jew leadership. And not only are they spreading it, this chemical poison manufactured by the factories, which are run by these people, into as many people, but now they are attacking innocent. Our children were also innocent. And you can call the people who took it, people call them sheeple. I don't like to do that. It's just they've been duped. So in a sense, they are living in innocence because Jew media is 24/7. It's torture every minute of every day, promoting this. And it's like there used to be a torture called, I think, the Chinese water drip torture, where drops on the unfortunate man's forehead endlessly. And even though it's just a little light drop of water, it becomes tortuous. People can't stand it and will do anything to make the dropping of water stop. So people, millions of people have taken that semi-lethal injection because they just think, okay, I won't have to keep disagreeing with the constant propaganda coming into my ears and the pressure that I'm not a good person. I'm only a good person if I take this semi-lethal injection. So not only those people, millions, maybe a billion people by now have taken it, a significant portion, maybe that's what, like, more than a tenth of all humanity. And now children are more innocent than those people who at least can listen to the news. And even 100 times more innocent are the mute animals. They cannot talk, they don't, and we're doing it to them. And this is just spreading this poison, I think, so that this is simply another way for us who haven't taken it, are doing our best, are almost killing ourselves, trying to keep ourselves clean, so that every environment we go to is just yet another sneaky way. Not only are beautiful and endangered animals like tigers going to die out, hopefully not, God forbid it doesn't happen, but they're going to be, have this poison in them, so that when we go visit an innocent, beautiful tiger, we will have to breathe in and be close to this poison. It's another sneaky method to spread this harm to people who are mightily trying to fight against it. And Henry, these are your core religionists.
Your point, yeah. Beautifully, the idea of vaccinating animals is scary. I mean, I'm stunned. Henry, your thoughts about this new development?
One second. First of all, I want to congratulate you for having such a clear, for giving us such a clear picture of what you call the Chinese water torture. It's, there is a great desire. People have a natural desire to belong and to conform, and it's very hard for them to resist this kind of pressure, especially when their job depends on it, and getting into football games and restaurants depends on it. Approval of their families depend on it. It's very hard to resist, and you portrayed this torture extremely well. And what can I say? That's our predicament.
Giuseppe, pick up the cudgels, my friend.
I think that excellent point of pointing out what an incompetent, deviant Albert Perla is. I mean, he's a veterinarian and he's a genetic dabbler. He has no idea what he's doing. He's the classic know-it-all, know-nothing. And it's interesting. Most people don't understand that Pfizer attempted to use the same inoculation scam on animals about 10 years ago, and it was banned in Britain because all of a sudden all the cattle were beginning to bleed from their nose and die off. And so now this is what's being done to the human cattle. I mean, this guy should be shot in the head. I mean, his crimes against humanity are legion, and all of these malevolent vaccination companies just they need to be held accountable for the millions they have murdered and will continue to murder.
Well, why are Americans so passive? I mean, you mentioned that he needs to be shot in the head. There are a lot of other people who deserve the same fate, yet you never hear of any assassination attempts. Have you heard of any?
No, it's stunning. I think that Americans are passive because of the millennia-old strategy of Panem et Circenses. They're well-fed, well-entertained, and they're enslaved to their occupation. They live check to check. So that's like the classic three strikes, you're out. Those three elements, and you have a nation of chubby cowards.
Well, you know, I mean, this whole scamdemic has been partnered with a huge giveaway of money. I mean, people are being paid to stay at home.
Right.
A lot of people are earning more money not working than they did working, right? Yeah. The stock market has been going up every single day ever since it crashed, right? In March 2020.
Which makes no sense.
Yeah. So basically, they've bought our freedom. They've bought our human rights. They basically pacified everyone by throwing money at them. And the money, of course, is money they could eventually reclaim. They could say, now you have to pay off your share of the national debt. And that's what they mean when they say, we'll forgive your debts. Well, what if you don't have any debts? Well, you have a share of the national debt. And so you'll own nothing, and you'll give us everything you own in order to pay off your share of the national debt.
Yeah.
So it's amazing.
Henry, it's been amazing having you here. I want everyone to know your website, henrymacko.com, Exposing Feminism and the New World Order. It's been a great honor to have you as our guest here on the event, Henry, and we can't tell you how much we admire you and appreciate what you have done over these many decades to advance truth and justice in the world. We thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, and the same back to both of you. I regard you as soulmates.
Fantastic.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was...